This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Some claim they have been healed through the intervention of dead people. Others claim that they have had visions in which they saw dead people, loved ones, come to them, speak to them, and they are convinced that they actually came from the realm of the death and the dead to talk to them. Then there are those who are claiming that they've had near-death experiences. And during those near-death experiences, they went to heaven, and they communicated with angels, with the Virgin Mary, and with Jesus Christ. Are these claims valid? Are these things possible? What does the Bible say about them? Is something like that real, or just the product of imaginations? Now, to begin with, here's an article by Deutsche Welle, dated April 27, saying this: on Sunday morning, Pope Francis declared two former popes saints before a crowd of hundreds of thousands in Vatican City's St. Peter's Square. In a Latin prayer, Pope Francis said, quote, "We declare and define Blessed John the 23rd and John Paul the 2nd be saints, and we enroll them among the saints, decreeing that they are to be venerated as such by the whole church." Now, the Telegraph wrote on April 23 that a woman whose miraculous recovery from an inoperable brain aneurysm paved the way for the late Pope John Paul II to be declared a saint at a ceremony at the Vatican this weekend, has described how the Polish pontiff appeared to her in a vision. Partially paralyzed, she was on pain medication and lying in bed at home on May 1, 2011, clutching a magazine with a front cover photograph of the former Polish pontiff when he purportedly appeared before her in a vision. "Floribeth, get up. What are you doing here? Why don't you go into the kitchen and see your husband?" the vision said to her. The late Pope's hands seemed to reach out towards her from the cover of the magazine, she said. She insisted that from that day on, she was completely cured. Even her neurosurgeon seems to be convinced. Her cure, which the Vatican insists cannot be explained by science, was declared a miracle last July by Pope Francis in a move which gave the final approval for John Paul II to be canonized. The first miracle attributed to him was the apparent healing of a French nun, Sister Marie Simone Pierre. Her recovery from Parkinson's disease after praying for the late Pope's intercession in 2005 had no medical explanation, the Catholic Church maintains. Now, please notice, these occurrences took place allegedly after the Pope had died. So the thought is that he was working those miracles from heaven. Now, here's an article by the Telegraph dated April 28 saying this: when doctors told preacher Todd Burpew his 4-year-old son was going to die from a burst appendix, he railed against God for taking him to heaven too soon. What he did not expect was that little Colton would not only survive his near-death experience on the operating table, but would come back full of stories of the angels and rainbows he had seen while unconscious. He told his parents that while visiting heaven, he met John the Baptist and the Virgin Mary and sat at Jesus' knee. It was only when the little boy described in detail watching his father as he shouted in despair at God in hotel enter room, something he could not have known about, that Mr. Burpew began to believe he was dealing with more than a little boy's drug-induced hallucinations. Colton went on to recognize a photograph of a great-grandfather he had never met and talked about a sister he said told him she had died in their mother's tummy. The family had never discussed the baby his mother Sonia lost to a miscarriage a year before Colton's birth, or told him about his father's rant against God as he lay on the operating table. Now, so far, those stories, and there are many, many more, I could quote. But what about them? Are they all fictitious fabrications? Is there something real about them? But if there is, does it really have to do with people who have died coming back, visiting the living, or working miracles from heaven? Or what about these death or near-death experiences where people claim, like we have read, that they went to heaven? Now, the Bible is full of stories about occurrences which cannot be explained with our rational mind. You could call them supernatural stories. But the fact that something is supernatural doesn't mean that it is godly, doesn't mean that it comes from God. Now, first of all, let me make one thing very clear. The Bible tells you that when a person dies, that person is dead. There is no further consciousness in that person. It is absolutely not true that a person has an immortal soul which goes to heaven when the person dies. The Bible tells you that when a person dies, he knows nothing. His consciousness ceases. They are not coming back to life until Jesus Christ returns. We find that everyone who has ever lived and who has died is still dead, with the only exception of Jesus Christ, who was brought back from the dead through God the Father's power through the Holy Spirit. Everybody else is dead, awaiting the resurrection from the dead. So, to begin with, we can clearly rule out the thought that people are being visited by those who have died, or that dead people somehow are in heaven or someplace else working miracles. We can clearly rule out the thought that you can communicate with the dead through seances or through other means. We have prepared a booklet, Do We Have an Immortal Soul? And in this booklet we explain very clearly from the Bible that you do not have an immortal soul, that the person is the soul, and the soul that sinneth it shall die, we read. And when Adam was created and God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, Adam became a living soul. The word soul, nephesh in the Hebrew and psyche in the Greek, refers even to animals, refers even to dead people. The human being is that soul. And when that soul dies, there is no further consciousness. In this booklet, we also talk about a very interesting story. There was a prophet once, the prophet Samuel. And Samuel died. And then we read about King Saul. And King Saul at one time had God's Holy Spirit, but he lost it. And then he went to a witch, the witch of Endor. And he wanted to know his fate. And when he talked to that witch, the witch recognized that it was Saul, and she was very afraid, and Saul told her not to be afraid. And then she had a seance, and then she saw something. And what she saw, now King Saul saw nothing. But what she saw, she described to Saul. And the way she described it, it appears that Samuel had risen from the dead and had been talking to the witch and had been telling the witch what would happen. Now, the interesting thing is that God refused to talk to Saul through prophets, and Samuel was a prophet. Furthermore, Samuel was dead, and so he couldn't know anything, as the Bible tells you. And still, whatever the witch saw and then passed on to Saul explained that Saul would die in battle, which in fact he did the next day. And we read that Saul actually died because he did go to the witch and asked her about these things through her witchcraft. It was in ancient seance, and today we read about modern seances, and people go to witches or mediums and try to communicate with the dead. In fact, what Saul did when he talked to that witch, and what the witch did when she passed on what she saw to Saul, was nothing else but getting into communication with demons. And here was a demon impersonating Samuel, making it appear as if it was Samuel who talked to the witch, who then communicated to Saul. What we are seeing is that people who go through mediums and witches, trying to communicate through them with their loved ones, If, in fact, it is occurring and not just a fake, we are talking about them communicating with demons. It's a very serious, serious thing. The same can be said about ideas that people in heaven work miracles. No, they most certainly don't, because there are no human beings in heaven. But there are demons who can do certain things. We are being warned in the Bible that the time will come where there will be many false prophets, and they will do many mighty miracles. And through their deceptive means, they will deceive the many. And Christ is warning us, and he says, I have told you, if it were possible, even the very elect could be deceived by those occurrences. We read in 2 Thessalonians about the man of sin, the man of iniquity, the man of perdition, in fact. And he is going to be a very powerful personage. We are being told in the book of Revelation that he is the false prophet. He will do mighty miracles. But we are being told that these miracles are being brought about through the influence of Satan the devil. He will be sitting in the temple of God. He will be saying that he is God. And he will be deceiving the many, many people because they will believe in him, thinking that he is doing some kind of supernatural work through the power of God, whereas he is doing it through the power of Satan. When it comes to near-death hallucinations, now either the brain is still functioning and the brain is still kind of producing some ideas and some concepts, or we are dealing clearly with demonic influence here. And we need to understand that, my friends. When we think that we can communicate with the dead or that we can have these near-death experiences which then actually show us that we go to heaven in visions and talk to all kinds of people, we need to understand that if they are telling us things we couldn't have known, we are dealing with demonic influence. And we must stay away from it. It is very, very dangerous to do that because once you get in contact with demons, my friends, you will have a hard time getting rid of them. So please don't make that mistake. Please don't believe that you can communicate with the dead or that the dead can help you in any way. Please read our free booklet, Do We Have an Immortal Soul? It will open your eyes. If you have belief that you have an immortal soul, think again and read again and believe the Bible. Do away with all kinds of wrong ideas which you might have been taught. Believe God's word, the Bible, and the Bible clearly tells you what is going to happen to you when you die, but also that your hope lies in the resurrection from the dead. It's a time of Christ's return when you are a Christian, or later if you're not a Christian yet. That is what the Bible tells you. That is what you ought to believe, and not the lying and deceptive concepts which stem from demonic sources. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.